This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidin Mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zaid Shakir, and I'm here to share something with you, brothers and sisters, as we enjoy the blessings of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. And that's something from the words, the wise, penetrating, inspiring words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when one day it's related by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the blessings and peace of Almighty Allah, Almighty God be upon him, he saw one of his companions, Abu Umama, sitting in the masjid outside of the prayer time. So this immediately caught the Prophet's attention sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He figured something's up. Why is Abu Umama here and the prayer isn't being convened? So he inquired about that, and Abu Umama responded saying, "My worries and my debt, O Messenger of Allah." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hearing this, he said, "Shall I not teach you some words which by which Allah will drive away your worries and dispense of your debt?" And Abu Umama perked up and he said, "Certainly, O Messenger of Allah." "Bala ya Rasulallah." And the Messenger of Allah, he said, "If you say, were to say this, at the time that you rise up in the morning and when you recline in the evening, the following words." And those words, brothers and sisters, and this is what we'd like to share. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabat al-dayni wa qahr al-rijal. Rawahu Abu Dawood. So this hadith, which is related by Abu Dawood, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says and teaches Abu Umama, and by extension he teaches all of us, his ummah, "O Allah, verily I seek refuge with you from worry and from sadness or grief." A better translation, from worry and from grief. "And I seek refuge with you from incapability, weakness, a lack of motivation," all of those terms embodied in the word ajzi, "wal kasal," and laziness. "And I seek refuge with you from cowardice and stinginess. And I seek refuge with you that I might be overwhelmed by debt or vanquished by humans." This hadith is related by Abu Dawood. Before going into the various phrases that are expressed, we want to focus our attention on the ista'adha, "A'udhu bika," "I seek refuge with you." As we all know, we recite the Quran. Before reciting the Quran, rather, we seek refuge with Allah. Responding to the Quranic verse that orders us and commands us, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When you recite the Qur'an, seek the protection of Allah. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek the protection of Allah against the accursed, rejected Satan. So, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek the protection of Allah. Brothers and sisters, this is a powerful word. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. What does it mean? A'udhu means al-taji'u. It means that I seek refuge and protection with you. And who best can protect us? Who better, rather, can protect us other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's the best of protectors, the best one for us to place our trust or deposit our trust in. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. The best of those to protect, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى, and the best of those to entrust our affair to, وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So we seek refuge with Allah. We take shelter with Allah. And as the world hurls its buffeting winds and its battering rains and its pulsating waves at us, we need protection, brothers and sisters. And the best protection is with Allah. Al-taji'u wa'atasimu, and I hold fast to Allah. Anything in this world is amenable, open to failing us, unfortunately. Many things won't, hopefully, but there's no guarantee. How many times has a devoted spouse failed their mate? How many times has a loving parent been failed by their children, or vice versa? How many times have seemingly trustworthy neighbors failed their neighbors? And we can go on and on and on. And those things don't happen every day, but they do happen. And when they do happen, they remind us that Allah Ta'ala will never fail us. So before we hold on to the spouse, and we should hold on to our spouse, and the spouse appreciates being held on to, both figuratively and literally. And we should hold on to and trust in our neighbors, and we should trust and hold on to our relatives, our family members, our kith and kin. But before that, first and foremost, we should hold on to Allah. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold fast to the rope that Allah extends to you, the Qur'an. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala will never fail us. As is described or mentioned in the Qur'an, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. The one who holds and clings to Allah has grasped a firm handhold that will never break. It will never break, brothers and sisters. So Allah's pulling you up, that grip will never slip. We might let go. We might let go, but Allah Ta'ala will never let go. So, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. So, أَعْتَصِمُوا, أَعُوذُوا, أَعْتَصِمُوا. So, I seek refuge and shelter with Allah. I hold on to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it seems like that's all we have. And we're blessed. If you're a believer, brothers and sisters, you're blessed. Because you can hold on to Allah. When everyone and everything else in the world seems to be failing you, you can hold on to Allah. What about the one who doesn't believe and has nothing or no one to hold on to? For many, the path for people in that position is suicide, depression, despair. But for the believer, the path is hope, and the path is enhanced faith, and the path is increased certitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never fail. أَعْتَصِمُوا أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So I take shelter, I seek refuge with Allah. I hold fast to Allah. And finally, atahassanu. I seek Allah, I fortify myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are days, brothers and sisters, where we need strength. And what better, what stronger, what more trustworthy and reliable fortification can we find than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-taji'u, al-tasimu, al-tahassanu billahi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, min ash-shaytani rajim. So as we recite the Quran, we seek refuge and protection, and we hold fast to Allah, and we fortify ourselves with Allah from Satan the accursed. The hadith we mentioned and we'll further explain, inshallah, with fortifying ourselves with Allah and seeking protection with Allah from other things. But here we're starting in these introductory remarks by just mentioning shaitan. Because brothers and sisters, shaitan is, as they say, having a field day with people today. You see people, they lose their faith, they wake up in the morning, as our Prophet predicted, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day would come. But when we're witnessing that day, the people literally wake up in the morning, send you a text message in the evening, I don't know if I believe anymore. When people who are stable in their marriages, one day, the next day, they're seeking divorce from each other. When you find people who have abundance and so much plenty and so much excess that they don't know what to do with it, yet they refuse to share. Brothers and sisters, this is all from the effects of Satan. And why is Satan called Satan? He's called Satan because he is a rebel, mutamarrid, one who has rebelled against his Lord, one who refuses to implement the commandments of his Lord, one who refuses to accept the system of morality and ethics that has given life to civilizations throughout continents, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, Andalusia, Bosnia, and other places. He refused, brothers and sisters. He rebelled. And secondly, Shatana to be distanced because of his great, great distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Consider this. A'udhu billah. I seek refuge with Allah, protection from Allah. I hold fast to Allah. I fortify myself with Allah. What's the common denominator in all of those terms, brothers and sisters? The common denominator is nearness. You can't seek refuge from afar. You have to come close. You have to be sheltered. That requires a very close proximity to the source of shelter. If it's pouring rain and I want to take shelter from the hailstorm, and the tree is up the street, 3 blocks away, I can't take shelter. But if the tree is right there and I just duck under the tree, proximity, closeness. To hold on, literal, very close. You're holding on, proximity. To fortify yourself within, figuratively speaking. Again, proximity. Whereas shaitan, a'udhu billah, so I'm coming close to Allah to be protected from Allah. I'm coming close to Allah to hold on to Allah. I'm coming close to Allah to be fortified by Allah. Min ash-shaytan, who is distanced from Allah because of his rebellion. Brothers and sisters, come close. Seek refuge. Seek protection. Hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah will never fail you. The world will fail you. Shaitan will definitely fail you. It's mentioned throughout the Quran, the ways that he fails the person. Allah will never fail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. May you have a blessed Ramadan. May you have a Ramadan where that closeness that we are talking about to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our Lord, that is palpable, that you can feel it and you can experience. And every prayer, every unit of prayer, the Taraweeh and the other prayers, every page of the Quran that you turn, every Subhanallah, every Alhamdulillah, every Shukrulillah for the blessings of Iftar. May all of those, each and every one of those actions, bring you closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Ramadan passes, that indeed all of us are enjoying that refuge. All of us are holding tight to that hand, that handhold that will never break. All of us are fortified by our Lord, ready to go out into the world and to engage whatever the world sends our way. This is Imam Zaid Shakir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.